Galactic Journey, December 12, 1958, The Incomplete Enchanter. It occurs to me that it's been a long time since I've given anything unreserved praise. Moreover, it's been a while since I've reported on anything really fun. To that end, I recently picked up and reread my well-thumbed copy of The Incomplete Enchanter by L. Sprague de Camp and Fletcher Pratt. Sprague is a titan in the science fiction and fantasy fields. Aside from his quite impressive chin of beard, I hold him in highest regard for his alternate historical Lest Darkness Fall and the collection Wheels of If, which lead title is also alternate historical. My tastes are obvious. Pratt, of course, left us quite unseasonably 2 years ago. He didn't write much fiction on his own, though he did produce a couple of good novels. He is perhaps better known for his historical expertise, and especially his set of naval miniature wargame rules, with which he occupied a good deal of floor at the Naval College. Plenty talented on their own, the two were dynamite together. Enchanter is my favorite work of theirs, a rip-roaring fantasy of the best caliber. It details the adventures of Harold Shea, a darkly, almost handsome practitioner of magic. Sort of. You see, it turns out that it's possible to travel into mythological universes just by concentrating really hard. Through the use of symbolic logic. Once there, a canny fellow can utilize the magical laws unique to that universe and become a powerful wizard. Enchanter contains two of Shea's adventures. They are essentially self-contained, which makes sense. Both of them were originally published as separate novellas in Unknown back in 1940. In the first, Shea tries to visit the realms of Irish mythology. He misses and winds up in Norse mythology just in time for Fimbulwinter, the prelude to the epic clash of the gods and giants known as Ragnarok. None of the accoutrements of modern science that Shea brought, his matches, his stainless steel knife, etc., are functional. On the other hand, Shea does figure out how to make use of the magical law of analogy. This is the theorem that creating an effect in miniature can produce a larger, similar effect. While in the Norse realm, Shea meets up with all the main gods, is captured along with the god Heimdall by trolls, and ultimately escapes and ensures that the gods will have a fighting chance in their final fight against the giants. All of this is written with a fun, light touch. Things never go as planned, yet somehow they don't go too badly. Once returned to our world, Shea is eager to go on another expedition. This time he's joined by the creator of symbolic logic, Reed Chalmers. They also hit their target, the world of Edmund Spenser's poem, The Faerie Queen. It is a bright and colorful medieval universe, quite the contrast to the grim and whited-out world of the Norse. Magic is a bigger deal here, and there are plenty of powerful fighters and enchanters, male and female. I especially like the woman knight, Britomart. It's all very satisfying to the Middle Ages buff, and great fun. It's also a romance. Both Shea and Chalmers leave Spenser's realm with brides, though not without considerable travail on both their parts. It is difficult to do justice to the novel with a review. There are so many fun scenes. For instance, when a very bored Shea and Heimdall race cockroaches while in jail, before each race, Heimdall solemnly states, "I shall call mine Goldtop, after my mount." Or when in the second story, Shea faces off with a knight in shining armor. Shea has a thin rapier while his opponent brandishes a mighty broadsword. The victory goes to the more agile of the combatants, Shea, who wins with myriad pricks inside his opponent's armor. These are just lovely moments. In short, if you're a fan of Norse mythology, or the Faerie Queen, or light fantasy, or any combination of the three, you either have already read Enchanter, or you really must do so post-haste. The original written article, linked stories, and images can be found at galacticjourney.org by Gideon Marcus.